Mr. Wallace, reel 5.
About 4 o'clock in the evening, everything finished at 4 o'clock in the evening, or 3:45. After that, your time is your own. You can do your washing or anything you like after that.
How did sailors spend their time in the messes after the day's work? What kind of things would they do?
Play cards. Gamble. Play cards.
Gambling was illegal, though, wasn't it?
Well, of course, if you were caught, they never showed any money. Everything was marked on a crib board. But everybody knew who was who and what you owed. You squared up afterwards.
Now, on this period aboard Vengeance, what was discipline like aboard ship?
Oh, well, discipline in all ships. In all ships at that time, discipline is very, very strict. I mean, if you went ashore, your leave is up at 7 o'clock in the morning. Well, that 7 o'clock expires when you get aboard the boat that comes into the pier to bring you off. Sometimes you don't get aboard the ship until 8 o'clock, but that's all right, you are in the boat at 7. But if you go adrift and you don't get back till noon, that's 5 hours later. 7 and 5 is 12. Well, you're in the rattle. That's, you got to aboard before the commander the following day. Well, you lose a day's pay for every hour. For every hour you're up to 36. So if you're 36 hours adrift, you lose 36 days' pay. So you haven't got no money to come when the first of the month comes when you get paid. But if you go over 36 hours, or I think it might be over 24 hours, you might get 7 days' cells. You'd be confined to cell for 7 days. And there, if you're in cells, each battleship's got about six cells. With a marine sentry outside to attend to you if there's anything. And you're taken up for exercise, taken up on the quarter deck and marched around the quarter deck. If you have a minor punishment such as 10A, they used to call it 10A, well, you finish work at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, all men under 10A punishment, watch on the quarter deck. And you've got to be on the quarter deck right away. You've got to be waited to get on the quarter deck. And they line you along the ship's side, about 4 foot apart. It's all according to how many there is. But they keep you as far apart as they can. If I'm here, I'm just looking over the side, but I can't talk to you. You're up there because there's somebody here that won't allow me. Walking up and down won't allow, so you might be like this for 2 hours, looking over the side. That's what they call 10A punishment.
You just stand there?
Just stand there, looking at the water. You're by the ship's side, looking at the water. 2 hours every night.
What were the common offences aboard ship? What were the things which usually got punished?
Leave breaking.
Yes, well, you've mentioned leave breaking. Yeah. What other things?
Well, being dirty. If you're picked out, you're inspected every morning at divisions. And if there's something wrong with your trousers or anything like that, you might get 2 days, 10 hours. Something like that. You're punished for everything that's not correct, that you don't do correct, you're punished. Mm.
Now, aboard ship, like when you were on the Vengeance, apart from stopping leave or giving you 10A, lining you up on the deck, as you've explained, were there any other common punishments.
Oh, yes, yes.
What sort of things?
You could get 7-day cells or 14-day cells.
For what sort of...
That is, you're put in a cell, a very, very small space, just enough to... At night time, you can stretch out on a wooden bench. And you're taken out for exercises twice a day. You're taken out, walk around the quarter deck. Well, that's a very, very severe punishment. You've got nobody to speak to or anything like that. If you want to go to the toilet, the sentry takes you up there. And he waits for you to come out, he takes you back and he locks you in your cell. That's a marine sentry.
Were you given any jobs to do while you were in the cell?
Oh, no. No, nothing at all, if you had.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in prison, you've got to pick oakum. Of course, if you do a serious time, if you've got a serious crime, you might get sentenced to 90 days. A captain of a ship is allowed to punish you. He's allowed to send you to prison for 89 days. He mustn't go over 89. But that is the limit of a captain's punishment. If the crime calls for more than 90 days, you're court-martialed.
Did you ever get in any trouble yourself?
No. The only time I got in trouble was when I was a kid in the training ship. I was on watch. And the captain came down, and I didn't see him as he came down. I see him about 2 minutes afterwards. But there's a boat already waiting to go in and pick him up at the pier. The pier's not far off. The pier's only about 100 yards away. But if the boat, as he comes down the pier, if he can't see the people coming down, because on a ship you've got a boom sticking out, a long pole, and you walk out on that, the ladders goes down, the boat tied to the ladder. Well, if he sees the crew coming down, it's all right, but if he doesn't, whoever's on watch will get 3 cuts of the cane. Well, that's 3 quick smacks.
Yes, yes.
But that's the only thing that ever happened to me.
Now, when you're aboard ship, like on the Vengeance, for example, discipline would be mainly meted out by the master-at-arms and ship's police.
Oh, no, no. The commander. The commander, that's the man next to the... It's always struck me as a very awkward word. Commander, because if you're a landlubber, you'll think a commander is the...
The boss.
The boss, but he's not.
Mm.
He's a second-in-command.
Yes.
The captain is the captain. That's a man with 4 rings.
Mm.
The commander's got 3 rings.
Yeah.
Of course, in a smaller ship, you might have a lieutenant commander captain.
Mm.
But then he's got his first lieutenant. He is like the commander in the
big ship. Yes, I understand that.
But it always struck me as a wrong word to use, commander, because...
Now, in the early days, like aboard Vengeance, what was the job of the master-at-arms and the ship's police?
Well, he was the man that walked round looking for trouble. He was the senior ship's police. He was the chief PO, and the ship's police were POs, and he was just the chief in command. But he was the man that had the book when you come up on the quarter deck tomorrow morning to go before the commander. He was the man that sing out, Thomas Wallace, so and so and so and so, for so and so and so and so and so and so. What have you got to say? So and so. 10 days, 10 A.
Mm. Right. Were the ship's police, did they have a lot of power?
No, not necessarily. They were the same as a policeman.
Yeah.
Really, the same as a policeman is on. If he sees it on shore, if he sees anything go wrong, he's got to take notice and report it. Mm.
In the early days, did the ship's police always seem to be pretty fair sort of men?
Oh, yeah, they were. Oh, there were some of them very, very efficient. Some of them always looking for trouble.
Give me some examples.
Well, going round, sniffing around to see if they could see anything wrong. You never knew when some of them had come along. Whereas others, well, if you walked into them, well, you got it. But you had to look out for some of them. Some of them were very, very sly, and they were always out for... I think they were under the impression the most clients they pulled up, the more it went in their favour. Which, possibly...
Was Vengeance a difficult ship to cull?
Well, in all cases, a collier come alongside. And in your mess deck here, say this is your mess deck, you had a hole up there and a hole here, and the coal bunkers was below there. Well, you used to have a chute that cover would be taken off, and this chute, it was a kind of a double chute, and it was pushed in, it fitted into position. And then it was bolted, there were certain bolts in. And then you used to stick paper along the side. And the coal was, as it come in from the collier, it was tipped down them chutes. Well, when you come down on the mess deck, it didn't matter how much paper you put on, it was all one mass of coal dust. But that was how ships were called.
It was a bad job.
It was a bad job. And then everybody was in a... You used to put on any old suit for coal, in any old coal suit. But then everybody had to... You had to come and scrub out your whole mess. Everything was thick coal dust, because coal dust will get anywhere. It didn't matter how much paper, how much you got it pasted along the sides of this... It's like two chutes. Mm.
Yes, you explained that. Apart from the cleaning up business, what were the other sort of worst parts of coaling?
Well, the cleaning up part was the worst. Of course, you had the men down below in the collier filling coal sacks, and they were hoisted up, and pushed inboard, dropped inboard, and... Then they were run to the mouth of the chute, and there was people there used to tip them up, and there was other people there that used to take the sack back. Oh, that used to be the sigman job, of course. They had to come in coal and ship. They used to carry the sack back and drop them down to the collier, swing them into the collier, and they'd be down the hole to be filled again. It was a very, very hard job, coal and ship.
It was a bit competitive as well, wasn't it?
Oh, it was all competitive, because you had each ship had to report how much she got in during the hour. And that was all tabulated down and recorded in the whole fleet. Because ships used to use a hell of a lot of coal, you know. Mm. I mean, when I was in the Shannon, we used to carry 5,000 tonne of coal. And we could burn that in a week if we were doing full speed. Of course, it's all according to what speed you're doing. If you're doing, say, 10 knots, you're using so much coal. If you do 15 knots, you use twice as much. If you do 18 knots, that's full speed, you're using as much again as if what you were using for 10. Mm. So it's most economical, the slow speed.
Yes. Now,